Police: Ohio man fakes anti-Palestinian hate crime, injuries caused by own brother. By Olivia Rondo on November 19, 2023. An Ohio man faces multiple criminal charges after claiming to be the victim of an anti-Palestinian hate crime in October, in what police now believe was a completely fabricated story. Hashem Ayad, 20, of North Olmsted allegedly faked the hate attack, telling officers that he had been hit by a car in a racially motivated incident, Geek reported. Ayad claimed to Northridgeville detectives that the alleged crime took place on Cook Road in Olmsted Township on October 22, after which he was taken to the hospital. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, Cleveland branch demanded a hate crime probe in an article posted the day after Ayad made the report, shedding more light onto his claims. According to the organization, Ayad claimed he was walking home from lunch when the driver of an approaching vehicle rolled his window down to shout, "Kill all Palestinians and long live Israel," before swerving and hitting Ayad with the car and driving away while screaming, "Die." CARE included a photo of Ayad in the hospital, showing him lying on a gurney with a neck brace. "We call on state, local and federal law enforcement authorities to monitor and investigate crimes related to the rising Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian racism," said Interim Executive Director Fatah Nodeh. "We hope the Northridgeville Police Department and the FBI will collect all the information they need to charge this individual with a hate crime. We should all feel safe to walk down the street to grab a bite to eat, go to the store and go to school." However, Northridgeville police eventually determined Ayad had made the whole thing up, Geek reported. A release from the department obtained by the local outlet states that Ayad was never struck by a vehicle or victimized by racially motivated threats based on further investigation and was actually injured during an earlier fight with his brother. Authorities said they were able to confirm the altercation with 19-year-old Khalil A. Ayad with video footage. Both brothers were arrested Tuesday and charged with domestic violence and assault. The alleged hate crime faker was also hit with additional charges of making false alarms, falsification, and obstructing official business. The Ayads were released from custody Wednesday posting bond, and both are due back in court on Tuesday.